should be fun.
Family, don't end with blood.
I regret this already.
Hello! Not an idiot. See ya!
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Give him the bits!
The bits! The bits!
The things I do for love!
I will never, ever turn my back on people who need me.
Cartoon cartoons!
The name's Static. I put a shock to your system.
After all I've done for you, this is the payback? When Dad passed away...
Don't you mention him!
Why not? I'm the man of the family now.
Says who?
Woo! Rough weather we're having. It's that dude. He's got some kind of power over the wind.
This episode contains themes of gun violence, racism, income inequality, and the minority experience in America. Have fun.
Hello, friends. Beloved listeners.
Welcome back.
Oh, shit.
Hot diggity dog, it's welcome back.
Why should I watch that? Reviews. Bum, bum, bum.
I really thought you were going to say additions again, and I was about to be like, Myra.
I learned my lesson. I'm Myra.
I'm Sam. Jay's disappointed.
I am disappointed in the entire internet right now. I went to check the trending for the entire world because low-key, I'm trying to see if a specific series starts trending anytime soon because I'm intrigued. Mm. The very number one trending thing on Twitter this lovely evening is Broner.
The hell's Broner?
B-R-O-N-E-R.
Is that what I think it is?
It's not. Adrian Broner returns the ring after a 25-month absence to face off against Jovane Santiago at Mohegan Sun Arena in a... It's a boxing thing.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
It's his name.
Well.
I'm glad it's not what I thought it might be.
I'm glad it's not what I thought it might be.
Broner.
I know. I got it. I got gotcha. You. Laughing.
Dark, gotcha. Dark era.
That's what I'm going with.
Yep. So if you listen to our main episode, we are discussing Static Shock.
By the criminal chase the bad guys.
I'll put a shock to your system. Listen, they don't
my fucking line.
They didn't introduce the new theme song until season 3, so.
Yeah. No, so yeah, we're
yeah,
doing
but that's the theme song everyone knows for it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't remember it, so.
I
told you, I vaguely remember the character designs and the vibes.
I'm trying to stop the fighting between the two friends here.
No.
So.
Bickering at best.
What are our reviews? What is our Rotten Tomato scores, please, Sam?
So, they are kind of few and far between. I actually had to go to Google reviews for our actual content.
Okay, go ahead.
So not many people reviewed Static Shock, so these are rather maybe since we use Google reviews, let's go to Google about it. There were limited Google reviews as well, but they were actually reviews to review.
Oh.
Jeez.
What has our life come to that we're reviewing reviews to review?
I have no idea.
95% of Google users liked this TV show. The Rotten Tomato meter was 75% from the critics and 83% from the audience. Season 2 was a 90% from the audience and no tomato meter rating at all. So, like I said, limited reviews, although this is from 2000, So it's not entirely surprising that there's minimal input. So Shiloh Ado Sam 8 months ago gave this show a 5-star review.
Props.
This was one of the greatest programs that aired for 4 years. It taught me a lot and was inspired by his dimensional personality. Think he is the greatest hero of all time. I also liked Gear as I am intrigued by technology and science. I hope this gets rebooted in all caps.
You're not alone, my friend. Also,
Gear is great.
Yeah.
It's also, it got rebooted.
Well, yeah. This show didn't get rebooted.
No. The comic did.
Comic did. And they're making a movie, which I don't know if we talked about in...
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Cool. So you're right, sir. I like... That's something we didn't actually touch on in the main show, is how Static Shock could inspire kids to go into STEM.
Go to what?
Go into STEM, the STEM fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least like engineering.
I have some words.
Oh.
In that specific regard, I'm not a huge fan of how they had the one girl in the tech school drop out.
Well, the school got shut down.
It doesn't matter. It was still weird. Up until we knew it got shut down, she said that her parents had her transfer because the school was unsafe. Then we later find out the school was shut down. I'm not a huge fan of it. But I agree. If they hadn't put that specific thing in, it's a really good excuse to get into STEM.
Zachary Diamond from 2 months ago gave it a 2-star review.
Okay.
Jay's eyebrows immediately knitted and went, sir?
They went up and then very down.
Static Shock is alright, but it's actually one of the only TV series in the DC animated universe that I don't care a whole lot about, the other being the Zeta Project.
Oh, I've seen this review. Go ahead.
Sometimes, I honestly think it may have been a little too ballsy for a kid's show. It gets pretty melodramatic at times. It's commendable that they tried to address some of the real issues like racism, but still, that can just feel really awkward on a kid's show. Ironically, they reinforce a lot of stereotypes, black stereotypes, Asian stereotypes, and so on. It's also not a good idea to have vocals in the background music on a regular basis. And while some of the Bang Baby's names are kind of cool, Static, Gear, Talon, Hot Streak, Permafrost, Time Zone, some are really weird or even silly. Shiv, Ebon, Run, Jump, Push, Rubber Band Man.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah, but... Anyway. And I think they just executed some things wrong. It's not the worst show ever, but it's not my favorite.
So, I can't hate this review.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are going to love it. There's people that are going to hate it for XYZ. I can't be mad at him for what he said. Just because he didn't go, it's because of this. He had legit reasons to not like the show. Which I understand, because yes, it is a little bit heavier for a show that was set for a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree with that. It handles topics that typically in a 7-year-old you would not see normally.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I think I'm in a little bit in the opposite direction. I think it's good that those topics were talked about, that and the way they handled it was appropriate for a child's show.
Yeah, I'm going to say two quick things, maybe three. The third one might get cut. We'll see. The third one's going to get cut. I would agree on the names. I think we mentioned that in the main episode. I don't like the single names. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even really like Static. I like Static Shock.
It feels more like a name.
Yeah, I hate Gear. It's the laziest name. But I we talked about the, like I said, we talked about this in the main episode. I'm contributing that to a time gap. Mm-hmm. This review was written 2 months ago as of February 21st, 2021. There's a huge jump. People thought that naming their kids Derek was a good idea. Okay? There's a jump. There's a cultural jump in what we think is cool and what we don't think is cool. I'm sure at the time, everyone was like, yo, look at this fucking... Look at Shiv. He's so, like... That's such a cool name. I want to be named Shiv. But, like, as time... Also, Rubber Band Man is the lazy... It is somehow lazier than Jump. Like, what am I? I'm a Rubber Band Man. At least Monkey D. Luffy, like, had his name to go off of. But, like, okay, so that's my point one. I would agree with him on the names. Number two, I really like this review because I can see where he's coming from a lot. Because, you know, I don't necessarily... I wish he would have kind of elaborated on the black stereotypes that it's kind of perpetrating. Because I feel like we didn't really see any black stereotypes that were, like, necessarily exaggerated. We saw a lot of what happens in inner cities.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. unfortunately, minority communities are always going to be the fall child in those situations. That's why we got, like, sectioned off housing. I don't remember the actual wording for it, but sectioned off housing is something that happened after slavery was...
segregated?
The people in charge of the government at the time forced African-Americans into certain impoverished neighborhoods.
Price guarding?
Section 8 is a different thing. Section 8 is cheap housing that the government, like, makes for you so it's cheap.
No.
But it does help. It does help perpetrate this.
He's talking about landlords and other people in similar scenarios intentionally marking up outright refusing to rent or sell to people of color.
Yeah. Okay. It forced people of color into neighborhoods that were just poor.
Mm-hmm.
There was no good starting off point. There was no help. They didn't have the education to know what the fuck they were doing at the time. They didn't have the support. Anyway, they got forced into these, like, areas, and because of that, nowadays, we still see an echo of that in the areas that have high crime.
And it's not necessarily that people of color are doing the crime, it's the economic station.
Yeah, I would agree with you if all of the villains were black, period. We don't have just black villains. Talon is Hispanic, mm-hmm. as is Aquamaria. Mm-hmm. They are both Hispanic. You've got Hot Streak, who's white. You've mm-hmm. got Ferret, who's white. You've got Armadillo, who's an armadillo. That's no race. He's just a funky little...
I mean, Shiv is white.
Shiv is Asian, Shiv actually. Shiv is Asian. So I feel like in that specific regard, I would disagree slightly, because the show did try to do a really good job of showing a lot of cultures being affected by the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty in America is a big issue, and it doesn't start with homelessness. It starts with not being able to afford rent and not being able to get help paying bills. And there's a million different avenues it can go down at that point. Crime is just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would disagree with that, but I would agree on the Asian part, because the only, aside from Shiv, the only Asian kid we see is a dude who doesn't even have a tiger mom. He has a tiger dad, which is not how that normally works.
Isn't Daisy Asian?
I don't know.
Yes.
Her name is Daisy.
Daisy's Asian, but you have Thomas Kim, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Thomas Kim is the one that fits the stereotype. But you would even say Daisy does, because her parents literally have her in a school that is
advanced. They're literally pushing the same thing.
But they're not as aggressive.
Screen. They're not as on screen.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say about Thomas Kim is that they actually explore that style of parenting. Well, because it explores how that kind of pressure and the trauma it causes on the kid, and how he develops anger issues, and they see how when exposed to the gas, he literally becomes a monster full of rage. And I mean, it's not entirely justifiable, but I would like to at least acknowledge that they try to explore it. It may not be one of their better moments.
I think they definitely could have done a better job, because the overbearing parents, the overbearing Asian parents expecting perfection of their children is literally something that media has in America has always perpetrated.
That is fair.
If they were trying to go for a more, I guess you could say, woke take on it, I would have liked a lot more. If that's what they were going for in that, I think they missed the mark entirely. Maybe 2 minutes with the dad.
But it was also 2000.
No, I know. What I'm saying is, I think that was a stereotype. I think they fell into it. I think they stuck their foot in it that one time.
That's fair. Okay.
And my third thing. At least they stereotyped the shooter, right?
Oh, no, Jay.
I said it was going to get cut.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, the school shooter. Oh, my God.
It was a white man.
White man! No! I'm sorry, it's true.
No, I can't. Yeah, no, it's true.
It's true. And I will not be taking it back. Most shooters in America are white, especially mass shooters and school shooters. Just because your skin is lacking a certain amount of melanin doesn't mean you can do stupid shit with a gun. Okay?
Yeah.
And they got one stereotype right.
It's not a stereotype, it's a statistic.
Statistics can still be stereotypes.
I suppose.
But stereotypes aren't always bad.
I think,
all in all, I think that reviewer had rights.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with the 2-star, but, like, he had good words.
Yeah, I don't agree with the rating he gave it, but I can understand why he felt the way he felt.
I just don't understand. Like, he likes gear. I'm judging him based on the names. First of all, Ebon's a good name for a villain literally composed of darkness.
It's Ebony, but they knocked off the Y.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
And second of all, Run, Jump, and Push weren't even metahumans. They were, like, junkies.
Yeah, but they had metahuman powers and gave themselves names based on their powers.
Yeah, but they're not.
Also, Shiv.
He makes knives. He has knife hands.
I have knives for hands.
He's fucking...
Put the knives down. I can't. They're my hands. Also, Rubber Band Man!
Rubber Band Man.
He didn't even try! He woke up from getting gassed, looked around all bleary-eyed, watched his hand droop, and went, it's like a rubber band, passed out and went, I'm Rubber Band Man, when he got home. He's like, I'm a rubber man! Look at that, I'm Rubber Band Man! Done. I've made my name. Also, I'm gonna be a villain with this name. It's gonna be great. I have no regrets. 2 seconds later, I have some regrets. Turns out I have this thing called a conscience, and if I calm down for 2 seconds, it says things that make me think my initial choices were bad. But I'm gonna keep the same name.
Yep. I'm just saying.
You're trying to hate it. You're trying to hate the review.
No. I'm judging him based on his selection of names.
I feel like you're trying to hate him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Incorrect. False. But he did have good points of, you know, sometimes the show could feel busy.
Continue.
Anyway, he has some really good points. I think the points he brings up are elements that just didn't age well.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think if given a second chance in 2021, I don't think they would have made any of those choices.
That I would agree with.
Yeah.
Shiv, I like the name of, so.
I think it's a good name.
It's simple, to the point, and he makes shivs.
He makes shivs!
It's like, What more do you want out of a guy who has knives for hands?
Knife hand? Stabby McGee? Like, what do you want from him?
What is up, you guys? It's Sam, and thanks for listening to this week's episode of Why Should I Watch That Reviews. Not a whole lot of announcements. We're just coming in to say hi. We hope you're liking this new format. If you are, or if you just want to give us a little feedback, we are at WSIWT Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Our TikTok is Why Should I Watch That, all one word, and a Facebook page by the same name. So if you want to just, you know, come on over, give us a follow, say hi, we would love to have you. And yeah, I'll just let you guys get back to the episode.
So Geek Waves from 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Good. Gave it a 5-star review. Okay. Peter Parker for Black Kids Before Miles! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right on the point.
Yeah. I mean, we even, I think Jay brought it up in the original episode, that they directly mimicked Peter Parker's.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
I don't know why I'm thinking Batman.
Just like Batman.
I you know what? That's Batman was my first comic book that I actually read. Okay. So yeah. You think for a girl I'd go for Wonder Woman or some shit, but I actually went for Batman.
Yeah, right. Do whatever you want. Live your best life.
And then the Dark Knight came out, and I was like, they did so good. But whatever. We're not talking about the Dark Knight.
Yeah, they directly mimicked Peter Parker's
personality
for Static. And I really like that they gave him a lighthearted energy as opposed to trying to bog him down to make him be like, I'm a teenager and I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm 16, I can do what I want.
He did do that.
I mean, he did, but it didn't feel.
It didn't feel.
His dad was like, yes, I am, you are pure of heart and I believe in you. And he went, let me rebel. Fine, do what you want. I support you in every way.
I said rebel.
But no, I would agree. It was, it's very, it makes the whole show feel very lighthearted and not super overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
To have someone, because if his personality would have been a lot different,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have taken away from the show.
Yeah, definitely agree.
I don't even know how to begin. Tyranitar Eliminator from a year ago.
Yeah,
that bitch better have nothing to say about the names of the show. That's all I'm gonna say.
This is the best, all caps, superhero TV show ever, period. Possibly better than most of the other superhero TV show producers need to put him on in another TV show. This is a whole run-on sentence, I'm sorry. In another TV show, or they should make a movie starring him. It would be awesome how it's awesome how the show talks about real world issues like guns, cultures, gangs, and relationship problems.
I wonder if the relationship problems really hits on the next seasons, because the only relationship issues I saw was like with his dad. And his sister. And I mean, like, you have the. Never mind.
No, his sister's entire arc is about.
I'm just shutting up now because I just realized you also have the Richie relationship and Richie and his parents and him trying to go out with this other
Daisy.
Girl. Daisy.
They also dive into his relations with the villains at one point.
Yeah.
Him and Hot Streak have to work together to get off of an island.
It's a mess.
But isn't that later season?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, that's why I'm saying, like, this could also portray more for later seasons, and then I realized, no, it doesn't. It actually does work out for season one and two, because remember, we're only talking about season one and
two.
I'm
mad at this. I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
But yeah, that's the last review that was relevant or coherent or, you know, substantial. Most of the reviews were like, oh my god, this movie, this show's so good. So good. Reboot, reboot.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of them said reboot, reboot. And
I mean, they're right.
I mean,
and they should say it.
They have rights on that. They have rights. And I am... Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
They have rights. And I'm glad that they decided to at least reboot the comic.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that... If I know they're wanting to do the movie, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that if they do the movie, they do something with either Hulu or HBO or even just on their own.
I hope they don't, because I like... Oh, go ahead.
Redoing the show. Like, because I think they can do good, but I'm really hoping that they do something... I can't think of the word.
In conjunction with
the movie, and that it does retell a story, but in a
modern flavor.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
That movie is a last ditch effort to get a vibe check on the fandom. They're trying to see if there are enough fans left to even do a reboot yet. And to even do a reboot with.
Oh.
Because here's the thing about reboots in the 20th century. You don't just target the main audience. That's a mistake that, like, the Powerpuff Girls reboot made.
They had a reboot?
They had a reboot. It was really bad. You don't just target the main audience. Like, you don't just move... Okay, we targeted 8 to 12-year-olds before. We'll just do that now. You also have to keep in mind that the nostalgia bitches out there, hello, hi, how you doing, are going to tune back in. So you have to marry the two. Mm-hmm. You have to bring it up to speed for the new generation, while also keeping in mind that the older generation has money and jobs and will pay you for things.
Mm-hmm.
So
they'll buy the merch.
So what they're going to do with the movie is they're going to judge to see if there's enough of a fan base left
to both
out of the old and the new mm-hmm. to potentially do a new series.
I think they're doing a good job of, like, building the hype
mm-hmm.
because they've announced the reboot of the comic, which is happening later in March?
April.
They've put the original series up onto HBO Max.
In full, too, which I'm really, really glad, because there's some things that, like Hulu and even HBO or Netflix and all of our friends of the streaming services, that will put partial seasons up,
which pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Because, I mean, if you're going to put seasons up, put the whole fucking thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Don't just vibe check. Don't just tease us with, like, two seasons.
You know us bitches nowadays are bingers. We will sit there and watch a whole 10 seasons if it's a show that we really, really like.
I mean, what did Jay do? Binge an entire new series in the span of a day?
It was really cute. It was written by someone who had rights, and it itself had rights. I'm not saying the name of it.
No, but I mean...
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that binge culture is alive and well.
Binge culture lives within me and me alone. If y'all want to come along for the ride, you're welcome to.
No, but I'm
saying, I also, in the same week, watched all of this fucking series.
That's what I'm talking about. Bridgerton and...
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're going to keep binging stuff when we start getting to other series.
Other series. I'm not gonna lie to you. Anytime we do a TV show, I binge that shit. I just straight up. It was just really funny to watch.
It was actually the right direction too. That's what I meant to do. doesn't look right. I don't know if I can save this the way I want to. I can.
But yeah, no, anytime we do a TV show, I binge that shit.
Yeah, no,
I didn't know there was another way to watch shit.
I think...
Not anymore. I hate watching things at pace.
God.
That's why I'm not... I haven't touched any of the Disney Plus originals until they're completely out.
Oh, yeah. I'm so mad that Disney Plus is doing that, and which... Oh.
People who watch it at pace. So that's really it.
You can cut the Discovery Witches thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna... She's like, don't worry. It's already on the agenda. I was gonna do that with or without your permission.
I feel hurt.
You should.
We've talked about the show.
We've read some reviews.
We've heard... Oh, fuck. We've heard from everyone, both the many and the few.
Come back for some hot takes.
And it is the hat, the sombrero, a friendly, familiar image. But now you can see for yourselves that the image is clearly a proud and nostalgic, perhaps, rendering of what they once knew. The mothership.